Hey, y'all. It's me, Jess Bubico, and I am excited to be here with you on the Waking Up with Jess podcast. Each week, I'll invite you to wake up to your inner knowingness, get creative, and march to the beat of your own drum in your business and life. We'll dive into different subject areas from business to health to work, relationships, and beyond. On the podcast, we'll get raw, honest, and real, keeping it a little bit personal, a little bit educational, and most importantly, we're going to have a lot of fun. Each episode, you'll feel like you're sitting down at a coffee shop having an intimate conversation with a few of your best friends. Join me each week as I act as your confidant and friend who loves the heck out of you and wants to see you shine. Come along and wake up with a cup of Jess. Hey, everybody. I am excited to be here with you talking about a topic that has been near and dear to my heart over the last couple of weeks. And it is this concept of coloring with all of the crayons in your personal coloring box. What does that mean? I will share that with you here today. And my invitation is to invite you to listen to this story and consider and contemplate what it means for you and how similar concepts might be playing out in your own personal life. Before we get started, I want to just inform all of you that Amanda Foley and myself have created a strategy and authority 30-day experiment journal that invites you to put your mind in the passenger seat for the next 30 days and allow your strategy and your authority to drive the vehicle that is your body and is your life forward. I know strategy and authority are two of the most basic principles in human design. And one of the things that I've discovered, Amanda and I talk a lot of the time during the day, and it's so easy to want to go into our heads, even though I've been studying human design for the past 5 or 6 years, it's still easy to want to go into my head and let my mind figure out the big questions in my life. And every time that I surrender my mind and I come back to my heart and I set an intention that says, I believe, I trust, I know that my heart, my soul knows where my life is going. It knows best for me, more so than my mind that wants to figure out and plot and plan. And every time I come back to my strategy and authority, life becomes easier. Sometimes it feels like it's becoming harder in the beginning, but at the end of the day, it always leads me to somewhere so much more magical than my mind could have ever imagined. And Amanda and I talk a lot during the day, and I think we both feel really lucky and really grateful to have each other, to be able to remind each other. For me as a manifester, she's always like, Jess, stop figuring it out. What urges are coming through you? And when I create space, I can listen to and hear my urges, one of which was this strategy and authority 30-day journal. And I always remind her, you're a generator, Amanda. You don't need to see the full pathway forward. Just follow the next step. What's lighting you up? What are you doing in your life right now that's not lighting you up, that you're sort of draining your own life force, sacral energy on? And I think we both feel so grateful to have each other, to be able to remind each other to follow our strategy and authority and to ask the question of like, what does strategy and authority mean to me today at this point in my life? And we wanted to be able to create an experience for people to do the exact same thing for themselves. So we created a strategy and authority 30-day journal that has some really nice content on what it means to follow your strategy and authority, the way that we experience strategy and authority, and the way that we kind of define and outline strategy and authority. We've actually kind of like taken the traditional strategy and authorities, and we've kind of tried to redefine them in a practical sense and in a practical way. And then we have created a community. This is all going to be opening up on September 21st. The journal will drop and the community will open. It is called the 15 Collective. And when you purchase the journal, you will have access to the community. We are going to do a 30-day strategy and authority experiment, inviting you to come in, set your own intentions for the next 30 days. It's going to start, the experience will start on October 1st. So you can purchase your journal and join the space on the 21st of September. And then you can join the challenge on the, or the experiment on October 1st. We'll be starting with following your strategy and authority in your day-to-day life. So I invite you to, if you're feeling the call, to join us. What is it like to come together with a collective of people, talk about what strategy and authority is, experiment with it, share your experiences, share what you're discovering, share what it means to you, ask for feedback, invite in connection, hear what other people who have a similar strategy and authority to you are experiencing and how they're experimenting and playing with it, and be a part of a collective that cheers you on in, you know, experimenting and playing and stepping outside of the box of what we've been taught life needs to look like and how we should be plotting and figuring it out from the mind, and instead inviting us into a really deep connection with the body, a deep surrender to the body, and a deep surrender to the innate knowingness that exists within you that wants to drive you forward in your life. And to develop a really deep trust and relationship with that. So you can look out on Instagram. I will be posting it at Jess Bubbico. You can follow me, and I will be posting when the journal drops on Amazon. And again, you will have the opportunity to join us inside of the 15 Collective. The 15 is all about the Gene Key 15, which invites us to slow down, shift our perspective, and find magic in the extraordinariness in the ordinary. So it's going to be a really, really powerful group. So we invite you when it drops on the 21st of September, which, do you remember the 21st night of September? Nice little earth, wind, and fire interlude. You can't forget it now, that which day it's going to drop. It's going to drop on the 21st, the best day of the year. Okay, my friends, so let's talk about coloring with all of the crayons in your crayon box. So I'm going to share a personal experience and story with you and invite you to consider what this means for you in your life. So I have shared lots of experiences with you here on the podcast, lots of my own personal experiences of what it's like to be a business owner, what it's like to go through my own journey, navigating my own path. And I know each of us have our own unique path and our own unique experiences that we go through in our lives. And oftentimes they have common themes that band us together and connect us. And oftentimes when we feel resonance with certain people, we end up, we end up finding ourselves going through similar themes in our lives. And so I hope that my experience and my journey and what I've been experiencing over the past, we'll call it 6 months, is something that can be of service to you in some way, shape, or form in your own personal life. So let me just say that back in like 2013, 2014, I started to experience my own personal awakening journey. And it was actually 2012 when I really actually had my first experience of waking up to the fact that there was something beyond this sort of 3D existence that I had been taught. I was in my last year of graduate school, and I was going through a really big breakup, and I had been in this relationship for like 7 years, on and off, very on and off. And what I found through this experience was I had really lost myself and my sense of self. My self-confidence and my self-worth was very low at the time. And I needed a way to regain my sense of self and who I was, because I really didn't know who I was. I just knew that I was in my early 20s. I was in graduate school. I had one more year until I became a quote unquote true adult living out in the real world, making money. And, you know, I didn't know where things were going to go, but I knew that something needed to change for myself. And so what I started doing was I bought a journal. Pinterest was big at the time. I think it's still big now, but it was especially big at the time. And what I found was it was really helpful for me to find inspirational quotes on Pinterest and then write them in my journal. So that's what I did. Took my Pinterest quotes. I took my journal and I put every single night. I think the first, I still have the journal somewhere back home at my parents' house in their basement. And I wrote in the journal, like, this is the beginning of a new journey of finding out who Jess is or something like that. And I went on this journey into to remembering who I was. And I started learning, like, you know, 2013, 2014, started learning about energy and intuition and our multidimensional nature. And I started learning about healing and wellness and all these different modalities and different things that in an attempt to really bring me back home to myself and to understand myself, which I didn't realize. I thought I was going to kind of find an answer of who I was. But I just found that the more I opened, the more I understood myself, the more there was to learn. The more I knew, the more I didn't know. And so what happened as a result is over the years, I gathered different modalities and, you know, I went and did yoga teacher training and I learned how to be a psychic medium and I learned about nutrition and I learned about theta healing and I learned about human design and I opened up the doorway to the gene keys. And I at the same time was working with kids and I had my professional career and I was also working with adults and I was learning about the brain and concussion and becoming a concussion specialist. And I was constantly on this pursuit of knowledge and learning and asking myself, how can I take what I'm learning in my speech pathology career and put it into my business? And how can I take what I'm learning in my business and put it into my speech pathology career? And I was just fascinated by the knowledge that was opening up for me. And so excited and so grateful to be having the experiences that I was having. And what started to happen for me as a result is I felt this sense that I was going to find this thing that I was going to do for the rest of my life. And I called it purpose, as I think many people do. And I thought I would figure out what it was that I was here to do. And I can remember this pain that I would feel going, this isn't quite it. This isn't quite it. Or I'd start doing something. Like, I remember when I got my first office in Charlotte and I started doing Reiki and I was sharing it, this office with this amazing woman. Her name was Colleen and she did plant spirit medicine and her office was the cutest office of all time. And it had beautiful art in it. She would let me come and I rented the office from her twice a week. And I just remember the first day when I was doing Reiki and I think I had Mondays and Fridays off and I would go to the office Mondays and Fridays and I could remember crying, thinking, this is it. Like, this is it. And then as time went on, I was like, wait, hold on, but I want to travel and I want to bring my business online. So there's got to be another way to do this. And wait, but I thought this was it, right? I thought that having people come here and putting hands on, you know, doing hands on Reiki and helping people heal. Like, I thought this was it. And going and doing the online thing and thinking, oh my gosh, I can travel to Bali and I can have an online business. Like, this is it. And then being in Bali and being there for 2 months and going, I kind of miss being in America. So if Bali isn't it, and doing it online, isn't it? Then what is it? And then creating all these different offerings in my business and thinking, oh my gosh, again, this is it. This is it. And every time I created something or had a new iteration of my business or a new iteration of my work, thinking, oh, like, this is it. And every time after having that peak experience, having that feeling of maybe I was wrong or maybe I'm confused, right? Maybe I haven't fully found it yet. And what I've discovered over the years, and what I think most recently has transpired, come into my awareness, come into my knowingness, is this idea, and this really does to me connect to the Gene Key 15, which I talked about, which is this idea, the city of the 15 is fluorescence. It's this idea that we're constantly blooming, we're constantly evolving, we're constantly growing, and that we are always forever shifting and changing. You know, you think about your lungs, they're constantly breathing in and then they're breathing out. Anytime any system in our body comes into a place of homeostasis or becomes fixed or static, we die, right? Like we never really want our heart pumps and it pumps blood from a space of high pressure to a space of low pressure so that the blood can keep moving. But once those systems become balanced, then there's no need for the blood to pump because, you know, it's in balance. And then what happens when your blood stops pumping or your heart stops pumping, right? We die. And my whole life, I was always looking for this purpose and this thing. I was always looking for the thing and always feeling disappointed when I thought I had found the thing, but then it felt like it eluded me. And what I've discovered over the years and has really especially come into focus over the past few months is this idea that every time I've had a peak experience, every time I've had an experience where I feel like I've found the thing, really what I've just discovered is another color, crayon, to put into my crayon box. It's not that I am that thing that I birthed or created. It's not that I am that program. It's not that I am that skill I developed or that awareness that I had around myself, that maybe around my gifts and skills that I can go, that's the point on the map that is me. You'll hear a great podcast that I just did with the co-creator of Integral Human Design. His name is Werner Pitzel. And you'll hear us talk about this idea that with human design, it's very easy to think that we are a fixed point on a map. I am that defined ajna. I am that defined throat center. But really, he shares and talks about his sort of ideas on the fact that anything in our human design chart is not fixed. It is actually meant to be a lot more flexible and fluid and evolve. We're meant to grow and evolve through our understanding of it and how we express it and what it means to us and how it feeds into our essence and the expression of who we are in that moment. And so I've discovered over the years that I went and I did Reiki and I learned that my, the way that Reiki really resonates for me and comes through for me is that when I put my hands on someone, I can feel the energy in that center and it's easy to speak out what's coming through. And I found that when I, do yoga, I really love to teach it in a specific and particular way, or there's a way that it flows through me. But again, these things are just colors that ultimately go into and build this beautiful crayon box of purpose and expression that we get to carry with us throughout our lives and we get to share. And there's going to be certain seasons in my life where I'm going to choose to color with certain crayons. You know, I'm going to choose to color with certain colors. And I might leave some of the crayons in the crayon box that I colored with for a long time, that I had and expressed in my work for a long time. And I might leave them in the crayon box for a bit, but it doesn't mean that they don't exist or they aren't important or they aren't a part of my repertoire. It just simply means that for that season in my life, I'm choosing to color with a different set of crayons. I'm choosing to express myself in a certain way. This summer, beginning of the summer, many of you know that I published my children's book called Jessie Lou and the Magic of You. And when I was in school as a young child, writing was always a passion of mine. And I can remember winning like awards in elementary and middle and high school for my writing and things like that. And I'm not saying I'm the best writer at all, but what I'm saying is a passion of mine. It was a crayon in my crayon box. And it was something that I had kept in my crayon box, aside from like writing on social media. But my creative writing was something that I had kept in the crayon box for a while, and I just wasn't coloring with it. And in 2020, unexpectedly, I pulled that crayon out and I wrote a story. Then I put the crayon back and I waited till 2023, well, really 2022, to color with it again. And it's beautiful and it's been so fun. And what coloring with that crayon did is, you know, it makes me think of, if anybody remembers like Crayola crayons, if you got like the big box of Crayola crayons, you kind of have like a little pocket thing that had like 6 or 7 colors, maybe 10 colors in it. And there'd be like multiple little sets of crayons in there. And when I happened to pull out my publishing crayon and writing for children this year, what also came back out with it was my speech pathology crayon, and remembering how much I loved working with kids and sharing with kids and connecting with kids, I pulled out this crayon again. And I said, what would it be like to enter back into the field of speech pathology after having a 5-year hiatus when I didn't look at that crayon in my crayon box. And there were times where I said, I don't think I'll ever pull that crayon out again. But the truth is that crayon never left my crayon box because it's a part of my experience. And so I made the decision. I kind of got the urge, speaking of strategy and authority, I got the urge that came over me one night when I was on the beach. And I said, let me just Google. And I put like a very specific term into the Google, speech pathology term into my Google search bar. And I ended up finding, and I said, what would it be like to just work a couple of hours a week back in the speech pathology realm? And I found literally, I was coming off the beach. I'd been kind of meditating on the beach. I put this term in and I found immediately on Facebook, there was an opening for a speech pathologist at a company for like the exact amount of hours that I had been thinking about. And so I decided to pick up working, you could call it per diem hours, as a speech pathologist again, just about right around hovering somewhere around the 4 to 6 hour mark per week. And it's been really powerful to go back in and color with this crayon that I haven't colored with in 5 years, and seeing how much my own perspective has shifted and seeing how much I have changed. Because when I was first a speech pathologist, before I started doing any of this work and taking a hiatus, I had no boundaries whatsoever. And I was such a people pleaser. And there were so many characteristics of myself that were conditioned behaviors that I didn't realize, right? And through this process of having this 5-year hiatus of coloring with this crayon, I'm able to enter back into this experience with a completely different lens. I am a completely different person than I was 5 years ago. And I can experience a level of curiosity, which is another crayon in my crayon box, right? Maybe boundaries and curiosity and these different things that over the past 5 years, I've added to my crayon box that now when I color with my speech pathology crayon, instead of coloring with the crayons of, I don't know, call it like codependency or people pleasing or low self-worth or whatever it may be, I am coloring with different colors and it's creating a completely different picture. And the reason I want to share this with you, and I've also started like this when I pulled out my creativity crayon, Amanda and I started creating messaging by design. And one of the things that I personally love is I love storytelling through landing pages. I love being able to take the heart and the essence of why I created the Venus Sequence Study Group as an example and really write something from the heart. And I've started doing some copywriting for some friends who are saying, hey, I'm kind of in this transition. I want to shift my brand and I want to share more about my gifts, you know, and I'd love some support weaving my gene keys and my human design through my copy. And then I've gotten to do a couple of projects and color with some different crayons that I haven't used in a while, you know, and really get to play with storytelling and expression and what that's like, right? So this one crayon that I chose to pull out in 2020, put back in the box and then color with again this year, in 2023, has led to this discovery of all of these crayons I haven't looked at. And all the other work that I've been doing in my life has led me to, and studying the gene keys and studying human design, have built my mental, emotional, spiritual crayon box in a lot of ways. And now I get to color with this repertoire of all of these colors I haven't put together before, I haven't combined. And, you know, the same thing goes with just choosing this year to step outside of my comfort zone. And one of the things that has come back up, and I sort of put these crayons away earlier in the year, is bringing back the work of doing intuitive readings again. And I came to a point where a bunch of people were asking me for them. And I just one day got the urge to create a whole new landing page for my intuitive readings from the clarity that I have now. And again, the different crayons that are in my crayon box from what I've learned from gene keys and human design and all these things. And so I've opened up my calendar again to offer intuitive readings and to support people with developing their intuitive gifts and connecting with their intuition and doing one-to-one mentorship. And the reason I'm saying this today is because I think so many people are looking for the thing. They're looking for their purpose. They're looking for that one point on the map that is the thing that they came here to do. And what I truly believe, and I also truly know inside of my body, my mind, my spirit, my heart, is that each of us came here to play with all of the crayons in our coloring box. And I've talked to a lot of people who feel like, oh my gosh, I'm tired. I feel like my business isn't going anywhere, or I've been trying to force things to go in this direction. And I don't think there's any shame in opening your coloring box again and getting creative. And speaking of strategy and authority, if you're a generator, maybe seeing what colors light you up again that you haven't thought about using in a while. Maybe you were a fashion designer and then you had a spiritual awakening and you went out into the world and you learned all things spirituality and intuition, or you studied yoga and you became a yoga teacher. And maybe things are feeling a little bit stale, or you're feeling a little bit confused or frustrated. Why not open up the coloring box again and ask yourself, hey, maybe do I want to go back to something that has to do with fashion? And maybe if I want to do something that has to do with going back to fashion, doesn't mean you have to do it full time again. How can you use the colors, the new colors that you developed through your yoga practice, to actually potentially combine some of these colors together? And maybe You want to put away the physical asanas, you know, you want to put away the physicality of yoga for now, but you actually, and maybe that's the color blue, but you want to bring the philosophy of yoga, maybe that's the color purple, and bring that philosophy into your fashion design again. And maybe you pick up hours at a boutique somewhere, or I don't know, you start a clothing swap with your girlfriends and you talk about how you feel in different clothes. I don't think our purpose is ever going to be one crayon. I think our purpose in life is to build our crayon box and learn to color with all of the colors and to learn to combine colors and find out which colors feel really good to color with together and which ones feel maybe not so great to color with together. And knowing when it's time to maybe retire a color for a bit or pick it back up or whatever it may be. So I hope that my story today can serve as some level of permission for you if you've been thinking about changing it up, switching it up, going back to something that you haven't done in a while, whatever it may be. My invitation to you today is to allow yourself to experiment, allow yourself to play, allow yourself to explore all of the colors in your coloring box. Add some, try some out, go to a training, get a new color in your coloring box and see what feels good and right for you. And as always, come back to your strategy and authority. If we can lead our lives from intention, if we can lead from a space of openness, curiosity, love, with the idea that life is conspiring with us, even in the times when things feel hard or they feel like they're falling apart or you feel confused or you feel stuck or you feel stagnant. If we can lead life from this intention that life is always giving birth to more life, that when one thing is dying, something else is blossoming. When something is blossoming, something else is dying and returning back to earth to be regenerated and reborn again. To remember that our lives work in cycles and seasons. We're not here to constantly be in full bloom. We're here to move between these different states of being. And that every step, every state is one that has a gift in it for us in some kind of way. I think that we can move through life with a lot more graciousness towards ourselves, a lot more ease, and just a fullness, a sense of fullness. And a sense of being full and while also being empty at the exact same time. And emptiness being a state of spaciousness for new to come in. And to hopefully learn that we aren't just fixed points, that we aren't looking for the crescendo point, the top point. But we allow life to be a series of peak experiences and valleys and the journey in between, because that's what makes for a truly colorful life. So my invitation to you today is to sit with your crayon box, open it up, maybe even draw crayon box in your journal and ask yourself, what colors do I have in my crayon box? And are there colors that I haven't been coloring with that want to be explored and created with again? Or are there crayons that are in someone else's crayon box that you want to learn about and play with and experiment with? If you think that this podcast would be helpful for somebody, I just ask that you please forward it on to somebody that you think it could support. We are all here blossoming and blooming together. And we've been taught that we have to compete and, you know, it's every man for himself. But the truth is that we are here to share in our experiences. We're here to support ourselves. We're here to inspire others through our journey and our beingness. We're not here to save and rescue anyone. We're just simply here to live our journey full out for ourselves, whatever that may be. Doesn't mean you have to become the most popular female vocal artist in the world, unless that's the thing that you feel called to go and experiment with, and that's a color in your coloring box. It just means that you are here to live your life and live your journey and allow yourself to evolve and grow and expand in ways that work for you. So join us for the Strategy and Authority Challenge. And I don't want to call it a challenge, experience is what we're calling it, but it's a 30-day experiment. Join us in the 15 Collective. Once you purchase your journal, you'll get access to this beautiful community of people who are here to color with all the crayons, or the certain crayons I feel called to color with now, and to share an experience and cheer you on in coloring with the crayons in your coloring box. That's all I've got. Remember, September, the 21st day of September is when we'll be launching the challenge. So stay tuned, stick with me, and I'm really excited and grateful to have you here as part of the community. See you on Monday for the next episode of the podcast.
Hey, hey, thanks so much for being here and listening to this episode of the Waking Up with Jess podcast. If you liked today's episode, I'm going to ask you to do one of three things. Number one, leave a rating. Number two, leave a review. And number three, if you think it could help a friend out in need, go ahead and send it to them. I greatly appreciate your support. When you rate the podcast or leave a review, it helps other awesome and amazing listeners such as yourself find the podcast. And I love people, and I love friends, and I love people's friends. So being able to spread the love through your network is another really great way to support people and to support the show. All right, y'all, make it a great day, and I will see you back here on the next episode of the Waking Up with Jess podcast.